If you ever watched the HBO show Game of Thrones, or the new one, Dragons, House of Dragons, and saw a character literally losing their head, chances are that severed head was made by a Wisconsin prop company. Dapper Cadaver started in Los Angeles, now based in Madison, where they supply all sorts of fake corpses, bones, and creepy dolls. Their creations have been used in thousands of television shows and movies, plus amusement parks, haunted houses, escape rooms, and maybe even in your own Hollywood Halloween designs. BJ Winslow and wife Eileen own the specialty prop shop Dapper Cadaver. BJ, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The first question that comes to my mind is, when you're in a social gathering and somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, BJ, what do you do for a living?" How do you explain it?
I tell them that I make bodies. I make dummies. We like you were saying, we do stuff for film and television, Halloween and haunted houses, and just all kinds of fun things like that.
So if we walked into the showroom in Madison of Dapper Cadaver, give us the sights. What would it be like?
Sure. Well, our showroom, it's just a small part of the facility. Most of it is dedicated to our manufacturing, but our showroom's got some cool stuff in it. A selection. We've got bodies and aliens, also animals. We've done snakes and pigs and dogs and alligators. So it's not just people that we do, as well as monsters, killer clowns, zombies, vampires, werewolves. So just really any sort of, anything that has died or could die, we can make.
Does it ever creep you out? I mean, do you have the lights on before you walk in, or is this something you become accustomed to?
I like to... I don't like to walk through with all the lights off.
Thank you.
Or kind of do. I mean, it's a bit of a thrill if you turn the lights out and go through. Everybody gets creeped out sometimes. You know, we're all human, but I definitely have a different perspective on some things.
BJ and his wife Eileen own the specialty prop shop Dapper Cadaver in Madison. And how did you build up your reputation? How did you make the connections? How did you get into the business?
Sure. Well, I mean, I started when I moved down to Los Angeles. Prior to moving there, I had already worked in fabrication. I had already worked with some amusement parks. I had built some games, mostly. Was interested in getting into dark rides and other things that had like full characters and scenarios. And before that, I had worked in some toy design. So I'd done some work for, you know, Micro Machines and Estes rockets and other things on a small scale. And I wanted to, you know, I wanted to go bigger. I hooked up with a prop shop down there that took a chance on me and started building things. They did a lot of death related stuff, which I enjoyed doing. Made some zombies and headstones early on. Worked with him for a bit and then struck out on my own along with my wife, Eileen. She had been helping me since the beginning. She's a great partner and does so much running the company.
And I get why you started in Los Angeles, but BJ, how did you and Eileen move Dapper Cadaver to Madison, Wisconsin?
Oh my God. Well, that was epic. We had to load everything up into trucks. I don't want to get too much into that, but that was pandemic related. Things were shutting down in Los Angeles and we needed to keep things rolling. And we've got we got family out here, which is why we chose here. And it's a good climate for casting rubber, actually. And so those are two factors that made us want to check out Wisconsin.
BJ, what are some of the creations, one of the creations that you're most proud of at Dapper Cadaver?
Oh man, there have been so many. We've done. I was just looking back at some of the stuff that we've done over this year itself, and some of the fun ones that we did. We did an escape room, that was like 1920s themed, and so everything was in black and white, and so we did a series of figures. And a series of like butcher shop, like pigs and meat and things like that, all in black and white, which was a fun challenge. We did a crazy thing for a Scream Park in the UK. Nightmare Realm UK, that like it was this woman creature with wings and exposed bones and just absolutely over the top. Loved doing that. You know, we did one we did for Shark Week this year was fun. We had to make a pig that could float out to sea like a boat if the sharks would go after it. It was attacked by 20 sharks.
Wow.
20.
Congratulations.
It lost two legs and a bit of lower jaw, which I think means it fared better than I would if I was attacked by sharks. So I was proud of how strong we built that.
Is there any, like, are you ever left starstruck by one of your props where you're like, oh, wow, our body is interacting with blank?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's always fun to see our stuff in television. It's always fun to see our stuff in movies. It's always fun to see our stuff in haunted houses. You know, we'll do like a walkthrough, you know, with like Universal Studios or Busch Gardens or one of the places like that. And we'll be, oh, look at that's one of ours. Or our crew members will go to different places and they'll send back photos of the things that they saw. And yeah, and we'll see things. Actually, one of the things I was excited to see, we did some stuff for What We Do in the Shadows. We've been working with them since season one. And we built a few years ago this really goofy vampire bat that has like a 4-foot wingspan. We did it for a guy who intentionally wanted it goofy. It was a custom build. And you know, we'd done it, we'd built it a few times since then. They called and they said that they wanted it, which was just absolutely perfect. Because again, it's like, this is not super scary. It's kind of a weird piece. And it was like, oh great, a vampire
perfect
comedy.
Perfect for What We Do in the Shadows.
That for.
Finally, BJ, what does Halloween mean to you? It seems like every day is Halloween for you. So is this season something special or just another day of work?
Not every day is Halloween. Halloween is just, it's like February 1st through November 5th. the rest of the year is not Halloween. This is just so much fun. I love seeing everybody just decorating all the homes and businesses. And, you know, I've always loved the thrill of a good scary movie. This is just a really fun time for people to get together, show off, you know, their costume and their makeup skills. I've got, you know, our it's always great to see our crew. I have a very talented crew. Some of which are Wisconsin natives, other which are people who moved to work here. And, you know, they do, a lot of them do fantastic makeup and costumes as well. It's always so much fun. So
awesome.
It's just the most fun. Why not?
Hey, BJ, happy Halloween.
Yep. Happy Halloween.
BJ Winslow, co-owner of the Madison-based specialty prop shop, Dapper Cadaver.